Thank you again for the sentences that you sent in. It's still fascinating to read how our focus changes and how our experiences change. And this week, what's really clear is how kaleidoscopic everything is getting. So that when I look at the concern side of who we are, what we're worried about, what pain we have, then it's everything from relationship sadness to fear of conspiracy theories, to fear of governmental control, to fear of the illness itself, to fear of the way that people are not taking as much care as they used to the fear of not knowing what is the right thing to do. So there is this whole kaleidoscope of concerns that and pain as we want to, not knowing what the feeling and whether we can continue to work the way that we have, and just uncertainty. Can you hear me? It says that my internet connection is unstable. Okay, we're good. So and that of course is the normal state of affairs. The normal state of affairs is that everybody's concerned about all kinds of different things that go off in different directions. And one of the recurring themes that I see in your statements, in the pain part, the stress part, is this sense of either fear or distrust or anger. So the sense of being concerned, being worried, being angry about what other people are doing, and the difficulty in that. And it made me think about how part of what we struggle with is the differences that we have, that other people see things very differently. And sometimes, and in many cases, when we have a severe crisis, like the corona crisis, the first months of the corona crisis, there's a tendency that people kind of bunch more together. And it gives this feeling of a greater unity or a greater peace. We had that to a very great degree in Denmark. And I know that's been different in different countries and in different areas of different countries. But then when things start to move back to something that is more normal again, you get this kaleidoscopic state, which leaves us fragmented. We are in many ways always reflecting the society that we are in. So we are in a way assaulted, or we feel imbalanced by all these different things that are going on. So what struck me this morning was the sense of the focus of finding the steadfastness of the heart, the steadfastness, the stability, which is one of the things that we practice in any spiritual practice. We have this tradition of finding the ways that we can find our steadfast heart. And I can hear in the positive statements that you have that this steadfastness of your heart is in that. So the steadfastness of your resources, you find resources in nature. They don't change, you see. Your resources are the same as they have been pretty much every time throughout this whole crisis. The shape of them or the specifics change, but it's still your bodies. It's still movement. It's still nature. It's still animals. It's still trees. It's still close relationships. It's still your sense of love. It's still your sense that there are people that you can be with, that you can work together with, that have that you can do what is important with, or that you can do that yourself. So those don't change. So there's a steadfastness in that, a stability in where you find your deepest strength. And in reading all of this, I was struck with a memory of one of my favorite movies. It's a movie that was made in New Zealand. It's about the Maori. It's called Whale Rider. And there's a wonderful, I think, can see that some of you know it. Some of you are not, are smiling. And it's about this little girl, and she's not quite that little, but the story is that she's the granddaughter of a very powerful and very opinionated and angry old chieftain. And her mother and her twin brother die when she's born. And her father basically takes off to Europe. So she's raised by her grandma and her grandfather. And the beautiful thing that recurs in the original version of the movie is that she says, for instance, she's the narrator, she tells the story. And she tells, once in a while, she talks and she says, when the story is about how and then says, it wasn't anybody's fault, it just happened. It wasn't anybody's fault, it just happened. And somehow that sentence has stayed with me for all those years. I must have seen it in 2003 the first time. That to be able to carry this as a kind of antidote to my own anger, as a form of steadfastness that I picked up in this particular movie. Because in some ways we need encouragement to face those difficulties that we see. And part of that we find in nourishing ourselves, and that's an important thing to do. But the other part is the finding the strength to go out and to walk with care and to speak with care in contexts that are difficult for us, to act with care in contexts that are difficult for us, where we want to withdraw, where we want to run away, where we want to attack, where we want to stay with suspicion. And I'd like to bring in a personal experience that comes with that, which I mentioned a couple of times ago, and one of you actually mentioned it in your sentences today, which was when I said that I've learned in my life that you have to take responsibility for your own heart in a certain way. You have to make sure that you have the space or the boundaries or the distance that you need to be able to continue to love people. And my own personal learning of that came from old family members who did certainly need help, but also who in a way were so hungry that they would have preferred for me to stay with them 24 hours a day and be their aliveness in a way, or give them all the aliveness that they could not find for themselves. And when you spend time with very sick people that have that natural, in a way, survival instinct to try to grab hold of anything that feels alive to them, then there's an almost biological desire to push them away. And that biological desire is very easy to justify it, to say, well, I can't, you know. But that's also closing our hearts. That's not the steadfastness of the heart. The steadfastness of the heart is to be insistent about what I will give, what I can give, and to stop there. And to do that, I think that we need to do something that we have also returned to a couple of times in the meditations, which is to listen with our hearts, but also with our breath. So another aspect of this, which is also a book that I picked up there in the beginning of the 2000s, I actually first saw it attributed to Mother Teresa, but it turns out that it's something that was written by an author called Keith, Kent Keith, Kent Keith, in 2001, and I'll be sending you the text and also the book title. But his I guess you can call it a poem, but he calls it the paradoxical commandments. Paradoxical commandments, and the title of them is Anyway, and you'll hear why. So he has these eight commandments. So here's the first one. People are unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. What you do will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help, but may attack you if you help them. Help people anyway. And the final one, give the world the best you have and you'll get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you've got anyway. That came to me at a time when I was particularly, I guess, depressed and really had trouble picking myself up and moving on and saying, okay, this is, I'm doing this because this is important to do. I'm doing this because of the steadfastness of my own heart. I'm doing this because this is expresses what I consider, what I feel is essential to express, not just for me, but for what it is to be a human being as best I can express this. I think that's part of the steadfastness of the heart as well. So courage is our theme. The courage to keep loving anyway, the courage to keep building anyway. The courage to keep being vulnerable anyway. The courage to not blame anyway. In a way, for the sake not of the other, and not just for the sake of each of us, but for the sake of that space inside of us where all our hearts are actually one heart. Where every expression of creating or reclaiming or building goodness, of developing the boundary that you need to protect your own capacity to continue to love. Every time we do that, we're building the steadfastness of the heart, and we do need courage in to live our everyday lives. It's not just because of Corona or just because of climate crisis. People have always needed courage to live their lives. So let's find some of that steadfastness, stability, strength, and see if we can listen into that in this meditation. I'd like you to, as usual, I'd like you to nod if any of what I've said makes sense to you. Yeah. I'm going through, so please keep nodding. Looking at all these different pages. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, I've seen you all now. Thank you. Wonderful. So it's time to stretch. Start by just dropping into our bodies. And some of you may have been doing some gardening and have some sore areas that would like an extra little bit of stretching. Or something else that has made you sore. And as usual, see if you can find some yawns. And there might be this that would like some touch or some massage. Could be your legs, it could be your shoulders. And keep sort of leaning or intending in the direction of letting more yawns happen. And listening into the sense of what is the actual rhythm that your body wishes to move in right now. Take a moment to notice that this information, what rhythm your body wants to move in, how it wants to move, or how it wants to be touched. As soon as you turn your attention there, that information is there for you. This is one aspect of the steadfastness of your inner being. But this information is there. Something in you knows what you need to do right now to drop deeper. I'll mute myself for a second while I blow my nose. And noticing also the sense of your breathing. And if your nose is running and your eyes are running, it's because your autonomic nervous system is adjusting as it should, as it needs to deepen. Notice these waves of your breath that are at once stable and also a little bit irregular. And it's not exactly the same rhythm all the time. Each wave of breathing comes in its own time. as a yawn or as a breath, sometimes as an impulse to cough or sneeze. There may be a rhythm of rocking in your neck or your shoulders or your whole body. Steadfastness is a rhythm. Stability is a rhythm. Like day and night, like in-breath and out-breath, like the changing of the seasons. It doesn't mean that anything is here all the time. I don't think anything is exactly the same all the time, but that it keeps returning. And if it's nice to continue to a move or a stretch or rock, please continue to do that. Just letting your awareness kind of sense of movement, of breathing, the sense of information in your body, areas that ask to be moved, or eyes that ask to be wiped, or a yawn kind of starting in the back of your mouth, deep in your throat, and erupting, unfolding like a flower, a yawn flower. Lots of yawn flowers today. And as all these different aspects of aliveness unfold, sensation of the temperature in your feet, are they cold or warm? The feeling of sunlight, all the visual impressions that stream into you from your eyes. Whatever you hear in your surroundings, and also my voice, the sound of your own breath. All these movements and rhythms all at once. And see if you can notice your heart space. Maybe you can even feel your heartbeat. Sometimes we can actually sense it in the chest, but sometimes you can sense it in strange other places, or like inside your tongue, or in your ears. You can sometimes hear it, its heartbeat. This steady rhythm, deep in your system, always moving, in changing patterns, again, like the ocean waves, musically connected to your breath. If you can hold both rhythms, your heart and your breath. It's difficult because they move in different rhythms, like two different musical instruments inside of you at the same time. Two of these thousands of musical instruments inside of you that each have their rhythm, that create the symphony of you. Notice this quality of listening from that space, into that space, into that space of breath and heartbeat, and also from breath and heartbeat. Listening from life and to life. Whether we remember it or not, every movement we make starts from this space. When we remember it, when we can feel it, we become part of the expression of a deeper connection. A deeper connection of all of us, a deeper connection in what it is to be human. A deeper honoring that is underneath all the kaleidoscopic, conflicted dynamics of all the fears and worries and fights and griefs. Through death and birth and loss, destruction and recreation, life listens in us, through us, to us, and to each other. Our eyes are windows that life sees with. Our hands, the hands, the agents that life acts with. Our hearts and heart feelings, the compassion, the courage, and the vulnerability. That flows into the world from us. When we can remember, that although we are unique, we are not alone. We are always flowing in the stream of all living beings. So taking a moment just to feel that in that stream of us right now. Stream of 106 at this moment. The rhythms of our breath, our hearts. The living, heartfelt presence. And the wonder of this is that whether we notice it or not, whether we feel it or not, it's still there. It's just hidden behind the clouds of our worries, our fears, our pain, sometimes. But no clouds last forever. Now take a moment to reflect on your own sense of resources and also pain or stress, whether you've written it or not, whether you've thought about it before this meditation today or not, whatever it is, your current, a current resource, a strong resource for you, and a current pain, a current stress, a current concern. And just hold both of those in this awareness, letting your heart rhythm, letting the sense of the presence of life through you, through us, stream into and hold these aspects of you. Connecting. And noticing how that changes your experience. Allowing that, which is also letting yourself be held as we are held by the planet. Letting yourself be held by life, by spirit. Letting your concerns and all of this crazy human life and world and political systems and rules and carelessness, let it be held as it is held, as part of what life is. The surface, but the deep wellspring is where we are sitting right now. The ancient traditions of Taoism, the heart is a rational organ. It's a logical organ. It's where we make rational choices. And of course, we in our cultures feel more that it's an empathic experience. The heart experience is empathic. But I'd like to bring those two together. We've spoken of the steadfastness of the aliveness in us all. But I'd like you to notice also the steadfastness of your mind, of your intention in the world. There is something that you wish to do in the world. There is a deeper desire. I don't know what it is for each of us. Each flower is different. I recently reconnected to the place where mine has to do with sharing, learning and sharing the languages of life. The languages of animals and plants. This can take many shapes. An intention, a life intention, can take many shapes. It may not have words, but behind whatever you do with your life, there is an intention. The beating spiritual heart. We're just touching that from the space where we are life and life is us. This is the steadfastness of your mind, your heart mind. Faith is, in one understanding, not something we have, but something we are, faithful. Full of faith, faithful, steadfast to these levels in us. When we are steadfast, faithful here, we are also faithful to spirit and to humanity and to life. It's time to finish this meditation. Let's take a moment as you do that to let this quality stream outwards or shine outwards to those that you love and those that you are in conflict with, that you distrust or are angry about or hate, that you're frightened of. Let it stream out, because that too is a connection. And from there on to all people and to the world. And you can do that and start to move as well. Or you could sit still and do that first and then move. And by the way, here's the book I was talking about. Anyway, Paradoxical Commandments. You'll get the quote and the book title later. Yeah, I believe the quotes get put out on the website where the meditations are. Is that correct, Marjolaine? Yes, she's nodding.